Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Good morning. Welcome to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. I'm Dave Wilson. Jason French is here to answer your lawn and garden questions this morning at 869-1330. Area code 316 first, 316-869-1330. Now, you can also send your question via the KNSS Facebook page as well. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing okay. The sun is out at the moment, and it's not raining at the moment, so I'm pretty okay.
Yeah, so far so good today. Let's talk about what's going on this weekend there at Stutzman's. I believe your manager specials are still going on, right?
Yeah, they are. We're kind of making that transition into all the different baskets and planters and individual pots of stuff we grew through the summertime. And so as we do that, each of the stores will put different things as their manager special, kind of either based on what they have that they want to put on there, or, sometimes they'll do something fun like, anything with a petunia is the sale. But kind of fun because it varies from store to store. And so, you kind of just have to stop out and see what's going on. But great chance to get a good deal on some stuff and then start checking out some of the fresh new items coming in.
Yeah, that sounds great. And let's talk about, we're thinking about those heat-loving plants this time of the year. What are some of those we should be picking up at Stutzman's?
Yeah, and that's more what you're going to see in the new items coming in. It's not that we didn't necessarily sell them in spring. Most of them we did. Some are just in the summer program. But we've kind of focused the line of what we grow down to things that are able to get started and continue to grow and perform as we get in that hot weather. So, you'll see things like, the lantanas, the vincas, the rose moss, the purslane, a lot of these things that are really heat-loving bloomers. There's also good things for some of your shadier areas as well, begonias and coleus and some of the sunpatiens. And so, good variety of things to fit a lot of locations, but things that are really going to be okay with summertime and bloom and look nice and be able to go on and take you through to the end of the season as well.
Now, of course, over the past week, we've gotten a lot of rain in parts of the state. Was it enough to be concerned about it hurting our plants or garden?
Well, we sure could use a few days of some sunlight. Yeah. And I hope we get some different calls and questions to let people kind of guide us on our show. But that was one of the things I wanted to talk about today is with some of these rains and wet conditions. It's a prime breeding for some fungus issues. And so, we can talk and watch for that a little bit. But one of the other things we see with that continuous frequent rain, we don't get to water our plants very often. And so, some of these things have gone a little while without some fertilizer or, depending on where you are, it may have rained, 6 or 7 inches over the past 10 days and, kind of pushed a lot of that nutrients out of the soil. So when things are ready to get watered. You know, we need to be really sure we do our fertilizing for all of those things to kind of replace some of that nutrients right in that root zone that's kind of leached out of them.
All right. 869-1330, the number to call, area code 8316-869-1330. Let's talk about, I've read about these grow bags. They've become popular over the last few years. What are some tips for using those correctly, Jason?
You know, and they can provide a reusable kind of alternative to maybe a plastic container. And most of them are kind of like that black weed fabric a lot of times, that kind of material they're made out of. So, you know, it's very fine. It holds all the soil in. But when you water, you know, excess is able to drain out of them. And, you know, they can work very well, just like any container. You know, you want to make sure we get one large enough for what we're growing in it. And, you know, one thing I would say a lot of times people don't think about with them, with that side of the bag being kind of porous as well, when we get a lot of wind and air movement, they tend to dry a little bit more than, say, a plastic container because of that breathing. So, you know, a lot of times somebody will have maybe some other pots sitting in front of it, shorter ones that kind of give it a little wind break, or, you know, just realizing that it may need a little bit more water than our other ones. But it does provide a very good airy, nice growing area for a lot of our container plants. We do still want to use a good potting soil in it as opposed to a dirt or anything, but yeah, they're just another easy way. I mean, when you're done with that soil, you can dump the bag out, fold it up, and put it out of the way till you want to use it again.
Grow bags, interesting, fairly new way to help your plants look great during the season. Now, Lainey has sent us a question to the KNSS Facebook page this morning, and she says she has a few spots in her garden that she needs to fill in, and she's wanting to know, can she plant bare root perennials here this time of the year?
I think you probably would be a little less than ideal to do bare root perennials this time of year. Usually you think about those as, you know, early spring or again, you know, late fall. When you get something bare root, and it is just like it sounds like, they have harvested that plant, they've washed all the soil off the root. The top is usually, you know, dry and dormant, and when you plant it and keep it moist, it starts to root out and sprout out. But as we get hotter and drier, that process is a little harder to have happen. You know, with early spring planting, they kind of break dormancy and come on and start growing just like in nature. If I were doing something this time of year as opposed to bare root, I probably would do, you know, an actual plant. You know, and we do still have a decent selection of perennial plants at all of the locations. And then there are still, you know, some things that you could do from seed as well this year. I imagine some coneflower and a few of those other ones would sprout up and grow pretty rapidly this year. But I would try to limit bare root to those two cooler, more dormant-y times of the year.
All right, Lainey, thank you so much for your question this morning. She sent hers to the KNSS Facebook page. You can do that. You can also call us 316-869-1330, 316-869-1330. Let's talk about vegetables a little bit here. Jason, what if we want to kind of teach our kids to start being gardeners, what are some super easy vegetables for kids to grow?
You know, some of the easiest ones, I don't know how well kids like them, but like radish is one early in the spring, and you could still do them now, but they're ready in 3 or 4 weeks. And so, you know, that's kind of a fun one to do just because they happen so quickly with kids. But, you know, the tomatoes are usually a pretty easy one. Peppers, you know, a lot of the sweet peppers, especially some of the smaller ones, a lot of kids really like those, and they grow pretty rapidly as well. You know, the squashes, things like that, those are all pretty easy as well. Now, if you want them to help you plant something from seed, you know, beans are probably one of the easiest things for those small hands and all to be planting. It's a pretty good size seed, and we don't plant them super deep. And there's something you can plant. I mean, you can plant some beans right now even, and people will plant some a little bit later yet and have them clear into fall. So, I mean, they're not like some of our other items where we have to get them in early because they take so long to get ready. So that's kind of a fun one, too. They sprout up quick and are pretty easy to do. Now, if you can just teach the kids, it's fun to pull weeds. I had lots of helpers planting, but after that, they weren't quite as interested.
Yeah, if you can figure that out, let me know how that works, Jason, because you might be onto something right there. You touched on beans a little bit. I saw on the Facebook page there, the Stutzman's, that you had some tips for growing green beans. What are some of those?
You know, and that's where more what I was talking about. Green beans are really a pretty good crop to grow. Like I said, you can plant them at different times throughout the year, and that way you'll always kind of have some. Generally, most commonly, people grow bush green beans, and they're freestanding, so you can just plant the seeds in a row and let them grow up, and there they are. There's also pole beans, and they do need something to climb up, but I know people who have done, you know, it's kind of fun for, again, talking about kids, you know, taking some bamboo poles, making kind of a teepee shape, and letting the beans grow up it and cover it, and then they'll produce beans. You can pick off of the length of their vine, but green beans, we do want to, as the beans get big enough, we want to harvest them fairly regularly. That keeps them flowering and producing. If we don't, you know, keep them picked, they'll think, oh, I produced my fruit, I made my seed, I'm done, and they kind of slow down. So keeping them picked pretty well will extend how long they harvest. That is one of the plants. I haven't had lots of people, but we were talking about all the rain and some fungus issues. Sometimes beans can get a little bit of that when we're particularly wet on the foliage a lot of times for a long time, like if it rains in the evening and then they're wet all night long and, you know, takes a while to dry out. I have seen a little bit of some fungus, some brown patches on the leaves and things. And, you know, the liquid copper fungicide works really well on the beans as well as, you know, any of the other vegetables. But green beans are not a high skill level one to go. So they're a pretty good one for new or experienced gardeners.
And there again, you can see those tips on growing green beans on the Stutzman's Facebook page. Great resource right there for you. If you have a question this morning for Jason, 316-869-1330 is the number, 316-869-1330. You can also send that question to the KNSS Facebook page. That's what Hank has done. And he's asking, do flower pots have to have holes in the bottom of them?
Short answer, yes. If it was maybe an indoor plant and we were extremely careful with the watering, you know, you might be able to get by with it, but most people are not successful. When we water, you know, we want to be able to wet that soil through, and, you know, having some of that water come out of the pot is a little bit of the process also with, you know, especially when we're using a hose or, you know, groundwater to water with, that has a lot of minerals and salts and things in it. And if we don't ever run any water through the pot and out the hole, those salts and things can build up and it gets kind of hard to grow in. So it's best to always have a hole, but then if you need the protection of, you know, not getting whatever under it wet all the time, you know, you may want to get a little saucer. We have some sturdy plastic ones that kind of have almost little feet that kind of raise the saucer up a little bit even. And that way when you water, if there's some water in the saucer, you know, you can tip it and dump it out of there. But because you don't want it to sit in it. But we do really need to be able to get some water through there. And the bigger the pots are, the more stuff you're growing, the more important that drainage is going to be. They'll drown if we fill up all that space in the soil with water and there's no air pockets left in there.
Hank, thank you for your question this morning. Let's continue to talk about flower pots a little bit here. Jason, what's the best way to get ants out of our flower pots if we're having that issue?
You know, and that's thing, they are occasionally prone to making a home in something like that. For the most part, most ants that we see aren't going to be a pest to the plant. They're a nuisance to us from their actual being there. But some things that we can do that will help with that. One, having, you know, that saucer, elevating that pot a little bit so it's not right flat on the soil will help a lot with that. There's also, you know, some different granulars, like the 8 granules that you could, you know, sprinkle in and under and around that pot that will control the ants as well. But most of the time, if we can get a little bit of air gap so they're not right on the soil and we're, you know, watering fairly thoroughly where we push a little water out, we tend to not have as much problems. More problems, you know, are pots that are maybe on the ground or, you know, to where they can get in the little drainage hole and start making a little colony in there. But that would be my best recommendation, because most of mine that I have on a elevated or on a saucer, I don't really remember ever having some of those problems. But some of my other plants in pots that I've just, you know, set down on the ground, I have had that issue before. And, you know, especially in the fall when you're going to bring it back inside, if it's a tropical plant or a house plant, we don't really want to bring all those guests in there.
Hey, absolutely. Want to try and avoid that. Let's continue talking about pests a little bit. So with the temperature getting warmer, we're going to, of course, starting to see a lot more mosquitoes. What are some plants that we can get to repel those mosquitoes?
You know, and there are some that deter mosquitoes. Now, I don't want people to think that it is going to be this bulletproof, foolproof thing. I mean, if it really was, we'd all be having them all the time, and that's what we would do. But there are plants that, you know, deter insects, and the citronella geranium is going to be one of those. And, you know, it's gets to be fairly large. You want to put it in a nice pot, but it would be something. And when you brush and touch and rub the leaves on it, it releases that citronella oil, that citronella smell. It's kind of lemony. And where that smell is, it does help deter mosquitoes. So that's probably one of the most used, you know, just because it makes a nice size plant as well. And you can have it in a container and, you know, have it close to where you are. There's other plants, though, you know, that are insect repelling, you know, some of the rosemaries and basils and lavenders. A lot of those deter a lot of insects as well. But unfortunately, where they're most potent is when we've extracted these, the essence, the oils from them, and they make, you know, all natural bug sprays and things like that. They're a lot more concentrated than the plant. But, you know, I have noticed with like those citronellas, as long as, you know, we keep brushing and touching and keeping that smell right in that area, it definitely will deter them from that spot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, some good advice there for deterring those darn mosquitoes here. Coming up during the summer, you're listening this morning to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. If you've got a question for Jason, don't hesitate to call. 316-869-1330 is the number. That's 316-869-1330. You can also send that question to the KNSS Facebook page as well. We're going to pause right here and get a Stutzman's update from Ben Miller.
If your plants could talk, they'd all say Stutzman's.
Stutzman's Greenhouse.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, this is Ben Miller. Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. More with Jason coming up. It's been so wonderful to receive the much-needed rain and watch our landscapes flourish this spring. On behalf of all of us at Stutzman's, I want to thank everyone who has shared our passion and the healthy lifestyle of gardening with us. Be sure and visit one of our garden centers, as each location will be featuring an in-store manager special of their choice. Get ready for these hardy summer plants coming soon that will enhance any of your area. Again, this is Ben Miller. Have a great day, enjoy this beautiful time of year, and take time for family and friends this weekend. We hope to see you soon at one of our 12 garden centers. Now back to Jason and the Home and Garden Show, brought to you by Stutzman's Greenhouse and Garden Centers. Happy savings, and come join us in a healthy lifestyle of gardening.
At Stutzman's Greenhouse, everything's green with us.
And this is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. I'm Dave Wilson. Jason French is here as well to answer your lawn and garden questions today. Again, that number 316-869-1330. Just a few minutes left in the show for this week, so don't hesitate to call 316-869-1330. Let's talk about the lantana, Jason. I know that's a plant you love here during the month of June. What is special about the lantana?
You know, that is just really, I think, one of the best summer plants for Kansas. And, you know, that can be whether we're planting it in the ground or if we're using it in containers. You know, they've done so much breeding and there's different kinds and things. There's really one to fit about every location. You know, there's taller ones for the landscape that, you know, may get 2 feet tall, smaller ones, you know, mounding appropriate for a basket or a container or, you know, the front edge if we're planting in the ground. But great heat tolerance, really a nice dark green leaf to the plant. And then the flower is, and this can be your word of the day, Dave, it's an umbel is the word.
Okay, umbel.
Umbel. And what that is it's got a single stem, and then the flowers are in little circles around it, almost umbrella-like, and it makes this little round cluster depending on variety, you know, probably 1 to 2 inches across, and then really, really bright colors in that flower, oranges, yellows, reds, there's hot pinks, and so there's pretty good variety of those nice warm summer colors anyway, and need some feed, but not a real food hog like some of our petunias and things are. Like to be watered, but fairly tolerant to the heat and a little bit drier conditions of summer. So really is a true performer for summertime here in Kansas.
Yeah, if you just Google lantana, look at those images. I mean, it's just a beautiful plant. The bulbs are just beautiful.
And bugs don't really particularly like it, so very rarely do you even have any insect or disease problems with it. So it's really, you know, pest, you know, carefree that way, likes it hot and sunny, and has these really bright continuous flowers on it. So I mean, to me, it's kind of a perfect plant for summer.
All right, let's talk about here during this time of the year, can we still plant some of those summer blooming bulbs, or is it too late?
You know, most of these summer loving things we certainly could still be planting, you know, and that's where, like with our summer program, we've picked out things that are able to grow and develop through some of that warm weather. And, you know, like caladium is a summer bulb that, you know, if you hadn't planted some, those could still probably be planted. Also have them as plants, but yeah, it's kind of picking out those things that, you know, because really everything, most everything we had in springtime, if it's grown and established and, you know, a mature plant, they're able to go through summer and do just fine. But it's picking out those things that when we're starting with a little bit smaller item are able to grow quickly, keep up with things around them, and flourish getting started when it's warmer.
All right. Grace has sent us a KNSS Facebook page question this morning. She says she planted some hosta a few years ago and they have filled in the spot. She wants to know if she can divide them here during this time of the year in late spring, early summer.
Well, I would not probably divide them unless, you know, there was some reason, you know, it's too crowded, you can't water, it's doing something. Ideally, I would split them up earlier in the fall and get them in and let them get rooted. Or, again, about, you know, March, late April, when they're just coming up and you can kind of see all those points, that's a good time to divide them. But unless you're getting really big chunks cut off of them, I probably wouldn't divide them going into summer. It's going to be tough on some of those, especially more shade-loving plants.
All right, Grace, thank you so much for sending your question this morning. Let's talk about our lawn, Jason. When it comes to mowing, how short should we be cutting it this week?
You know, this time of year, I would still probably be in the 3-inch range on how high. As we get a little hotter and drier, I would bring it up a notch. But, you know, one thing, we don't really want to mow off more than about a third of the blade at a time. So, you know, if you got stuck with some of the rain and haven't mowed and it's gotten a little taller, you may need to raise it up a notch, mow it, and then go over it again a second time to get it where we want it. If we cut off too much at once, we really risk getting those piles and kind of windrows on the lawn. And if we don't rake those up or break those up, they'll actually kind of smother little spots in the grass. So, you know, if we're cutting a lesser amount, it tends to just blow back through, whether we're mulching or, you know, discharging out the side. But if we take too much, it's more than those blades can keep up with. And so you end up with a lot on the lawn. So Try as we can not to just scalp it down to its original height you wanted, but we couldn't mow it and it's 6 inches tall now. So, you know, you may have to run over that a couple of times.
All right. Before we go, let's talk again about your manager specials you have going on this weekend at the Stutzman's locations.
Yeah, fun time. All of the locations have different sales and specials on. Encourage you to stop by whichever one's closest to you and see what kind of great deals they have going on. Also, check out a lot of the new summer 5.5-inch annuals and some of the baskets and planters that are coming in. Some great things to dress everything up for summer. And maybe if you had some things that got a little wet on this weather, we can replace them easily for you.
All right. Sounds good. Those manager specials there at Stutzman's. How can people ask you a question during the week, Jason?
During the week, the best way to get a hold of me is to drop me an email. And my email is the word questions at Stutzman's.com. And if a picture will help, be sure to include it.
Sounds good. A lot of great information again this week, Jason. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And thank you for listening this morning to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. Hope you join us again next week. We're here Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Have a wonderful weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.